It isn't really voluntary at all, and remember, we're looking here essentially at a rolling closure strategy here by HMRC. Last year, they announced they were offering what they were then calling a voluntary exit scheme, and they were at pains to try to say people couldn't call it a voluntary redundancy scheme. But of course, that was partly a way of getting around some of the issues that would arise under equality law. After people made their induced choices under the voluntary exit scheme, of course, they were freely calling those redundancies. What is an offer at the minute, supposedly, is now a voluntary redundancy scheme in terms of 44 jobs, but this is framed in a context where, in effect, HMRC are serving notice that the very future of the office at Foyle House is under threat and clearly isn't guaranteed beyond the next couple of years. So in those sorts of circumstances, they are creating the conditions in which they are inducing people to probably opt for voluntary redundancy in the hope that they might get a better package now than if they remained to a more terminal and fuller closure in a couple of years' time. And I think that is wrong and cynical. And we have been pleading with HMRC management and with Treasury ministers not to be doing things in this way. Unfortunately, Treasury ministers are saying this is a matter entirely for HMRC management, that they agree with the need to reduce the number of staff and the state in overall terms, and how it's done is entirely a matter for the HMRC, and they as ministers aren't becoming involved.
Your colleagues did raise this at Westminster on a number of occasions, at private meetings and on an adjournment debate. No joy there?
No, we raised it at an adjournment debate that Margaret Ritchie won, and she and I participated in it. I raised it in Prime Minister's questions. We've had joint deputations, myself and Margaret Ritchie, along with Conor Murphy and Michelle Gildernew, because the three offices affected are Derry, Enniskillen and Newry. And so we have fought this on a cross-party basis on behalf of all the workers affected, and given that the rolling closure plans affect the offices in slightly different ways at different times, but the principle is the same. And of course, there's the common union, the PCS, and so it's important that we didn't give the union the difficulty of maybe competing representations being made on behalf of different offices from different MPs. So we have tried to fight this on a united basis, and we will continue to do so.